Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Good morning, Vietnam.
That's great.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here with my kindergarten classmates. Hey guys.
What's up, TK?
So I am here with Annie, Sam, and John Cole, or JC. I don't know. That's his cool name. And I'm going to have them introduce themselves. I know them all from kindergarten. We all grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, and now they all go to DePaul University. So do you want to say your name and, I don't know, maybe your major or something like that?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm Annie. I'm a psychology major at DePaul University. Super exciting.
How long have we known each other, Anne?
Kindergarten, maybe even before.
Probably before that. Yeah. We did, little gymnastics classes together and stuff. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
All right. Hey, guys. My name's Sam Karcher. I am an economics major here at DePaul University, and I think TK and I have known each other for... what are we, 21?
Yeah.
Maybe like 17 years?
Yeah.
So that's just so weird. Just a little while.
Okay, go ahead, John Cole.
All right, so I'm John Cole, JC, whatever you want to call me. I'm an econ major. I've known TK. Is it preschool? Did you go to Miss Hooker's?
No, but.
No, so it's kindergarten then.
Yeah, but I always was in the car when you were on the way to Mrs. Hooker's.
I know, and I feel like we also knew each other through like Sunday school and stuff.
Oh yeah, we all went to the same church. We all went through confirmation together, which that's kind of weird.
That is weird. That was a time.
Yeah, look at us now.
We're tight.
Great human beings.
We've come a long way.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to have them on because I think there's something really special about having really lifelong friends because we know each other super well. And we're all raised very similarly, and I don't know, I'm super pumped to have them on. So thanks, you guys, for coming.
Happy to be here.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so fun fact about them is that they all came to DePaul, which my dad went to DePaul, and he played football here. But they all played, right, a sport here. Do you want to say what you played?
Yeah, I played basketball for 2 years.
Okay. I was a golfer for 2 years.
I played baseball for a solid one semester.
Okay, and what's funny is that since we were all in the same kindergarten class, it's so ironic that they all came here, and actually this was going to be my Indiana school, but I went out of town.
Yeah,
so
you went way far away.
I know. If I would have came.
It never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, you're an LA boy.
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys recognize their voices because we're not going to say our names every time we talk. Okay, so let's just get right in the polls. I had them send me a bunch of juicy questions, which I was very impressed, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was it hard?
There were a few that kind of came to mind right away, but I kind of asked them, my other fraternity brothers, are there any questions that you really want to know about girls?
Yeah.
We're going to discuss.
Do you guys take my polls?
Yeah, most of the time.
Some of them are really difficult to answer, though.
Really? Do you skip those? Because sometimes I skip those. That's why I try to make them hard, but let's just go ahead and get started. So my favorite are the dating, guy-girl related ones.
The hot gossip, jumping right into it.
Yeah, those are my favorite, so I had them. So what did you guys put for a big school versus small school?
So I think we're all a little biased here, but I put small school mostly because that's the only thing I've experienced and it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah. Why did you choose a small school in the first place?
So golf was a big part of it, but I think just the ability to actually talk to your professors and actually have discussion in class was pretty cool. I mean, that's something here at DePaul, if you show up for class and you're not prepared, the professor might just call on you, whereas that's never going to happen at a big school.
Completely agree.
So push yourself a little bit.
That's how mine is too, which I really like.
Yeah. Also, at the small school, like, you get to know people, too, like, really well, and you know a lot of people on campus, which is cool because you can, like, walk to and from class or wherever you're going and say hi to, like, multiple people, and you, like, really get to know them on a, like, personal level, which is cool.
Did you say small school as well?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because at a big school, Annie's right, like, at a big school, there's almost too many students where you don't get to know that many people. You'll usually meet, you know, 7 or 8 and stay in that group. And here, you know, you meet way too many people to do that. And you're seeing everybody you know every day. I don't know. It makes longer lasting relationships. Like, we'll be able to talk to a lot more people after college, too.
So true. I feel like also at big schools, once you're in a house, like a Greek house, you're like, you just stay with them. You don't talk to anyone else.
Yeah.
Which I think it's cool how, like, Butler and DePaul, everyone talks to everyone. Mm-hmm. I like that vibe.
I think that point you just made is good. Like, especially here, like, I mean, I've known JC forever, but we're in different houses. But if it's, like, you know, Delta having a party, I'll hit him up and be like, yo, what are you up to tonight?
Let's hang.
Whereas if you're at a big school and you, like, show up to someone else's house, it's like, no, get off our property.
Especially with the guys.
You. Yeah, definitely with the guys.
With guys, they're like, who are you? What's the handshake?
Guys are way more serious about that stuff. And they seem to have a lot more beef, like, between each other.
It's like the only thing they have going for us.
It is for no reason. I don't know why they beef.
So, big school won 57% and small school's 43%, but that's not by that much, I feel like. I mean, I would expect big school to win because there's a lot more people that go there.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely upsides to big schools, too. Like, there's just so much more to do.
I think the overall typical college experience is more lit.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. The rest of it, like, I go to a smaller school and I really like it.
Yeah.
Public school versus private school.
I didn't answer it just because I feel like, I mean, yeah, we go to a private school, but I don't think it's really that much different than a public university.
Except,
like,
the money.
Yeah, that's true. The money and vacations are different, and, like, days off, which kind of
sucks. Yeah, are different.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I don't know. I mean, I think it all just depends on the school. I mean, there's some, like, really, really good public schools and some not so good private schools and vice versa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just finding the situation that's right for you. I mean, obviously, public schools are usually a little bigger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something to take into account. But, I mean, yeah, the money sucks. But also, when you go to private school, like, they help you out a lot more than, say,
totally. I think the alumni base, they look out for each other. Yeah, and they're super tight knit. Like, my dad's, like, obsessed with DePaul people.
That's, like, a huge thing.
He loves that.
That's what they promote so much when I was, like, visiting and looking at schools. They talked all about the connections that you make and how it'll help you once you graduate.
Agree.
And
stuff. Would you say same?
I could go back and forth. I agree with the part that it's the state schools are bigger. So, like, when you graduate, you're 1 out of 40,000.
Yeah.
You know, here you're a select few. So the alumni look out for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because you guys know if I would have got into the University of Michigan, there was a good chance I was going to go. But I'm happy I went to a private school instead. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I see the arguments for both.
Yeah, same. Public school, 166%. Private, 134%. Okay, this is a good one. Should you go Greek or not?
I don't know. I think that's just kind of a, like, know yourself type of thing. Like, you can kind of tell coming into it, like, is that, you know, the environment I want to be in? Is that an environment I can be successful in?
What type of person do you think thrives, like, going Greek?
That's a really good question.
So for me, with this whole thing, not necessarily what you just asked, but, like, I think it's another one that's super dependent on what school you go to and how big the school is also, because, like, if I were to go to IU, or if I would have gone to IU, I was so on the fence about rushing or not. Like,
it's so intense.
Yeah, it's just, but, like, here, Greek life is just so big. It's a smaller school. It's, like, 80% or something. So it's not like you don't have a choice. It's just, like,
if you're going where your friends are, then, you know.
Yeah, but, like, I was so on the fence if I would have gone to IU, if I was going to rush or not, just because it's such a different experience and, like, the stereotypical kind of view or, like, thoughts around Greek life at a bigger school, I think, are way different than they are here.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. What do you guys, how was your Rush experience?
I would recommend going through Rush, even if you don't plan on it, just because every house is different, and it doesn't mean you have to go anywhere. I wouldn't say that there's one type of person that fits into Greek life, and it does depend on the campus, because here, like, we're not exclusive at all, mm-hmm. and it really doesn't matter where you go. It's more just, you know, what friends you're seeing on a daily basis. Whereas at a big school, if you went to, like, if your best friends were at 2 different houses, you would rarely ever see them.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Totally. What house do you think I would be in if I went here?
Shoot.
You'd be at a Theta or a Phi.
Yeah, I was going to say Theta or Phi. Knowing you, like, more personally, I'd want you to be Theta.
Thanks, Sam. Do you think the same, Sam?
Yeah, I think you'd be a Theta or a Phi. I don't know. I can't.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay, Greek won 54%. Nah, won 40s or lost 46%. Okay, I love this question. It is, why do girls go to the bathroom in groups? This is for us, Annie.
That was my question.
Yeah, that was such a good question. Curious. So, first of all, what do you think we do when we go to the bathroom?
I mean, I think you guys just, like, plot and scheme when you're in there. I mean, I think it's like, are you into him or is he into you? I mean, I think it's all just, like, a big scheme.
No, what I think it is they're in there. It's that little drunk period, like, oh my God, we're all drunk. Let's mess around in the bathroom, get hyped up, and go back out there.
So you think we, like, hype each other up?
Kind of.
We're like, yeah, babe, you look so hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really? That's what you think we do?
I don't know. I mean, like, I've literally seen girls been like, they'll ask their friend, they'll be like, do you need to go to the bathroom? And they're like, no. And then they look at her again, and they're like, don't you need to go to the bathroom? And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And they get up and go to the bathroom. Like,
there's definitely one thing that I know you're not doing, and that's going in and going to the bathroom.
That's definitely a true right there, JC.
Okay, I'll tell you what people put. I put this as a question for people to respond to.
someone said gossip.
So
valid. So we have backup, plus you can get an opinion on touch-ups, and they can hype you up.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. Because rolling with the squad is always better. That's what someone put.
That's valid.
Someone put, in case you need something like a hair tie or a tampon. True. It's literally just a girl thing, no explanation. That's what someone said. Someone said to talk to other people in private. Someone said insecurities. Ooh, we're getting deep. Sure. Someone said, I don't.
Okay. Props to you.
Someone said safety, which I think that's a good thing when you're out at a bar, like a club.
I mean,
and just two of you. Someone said to take group selfies. That's me.
That's so true.
Because we get lonely. Quick girl chat away from others and bathroom selfies. To hang out but not actually go to the bathroom. There's often a line. It's more fun to wait in line with a friend.
That's a good point.
Girls always have longer lines.
Always.
It pisses me up. Probably because we take all of our friends.
Yep.
True. Security, fun, and because we can. I think it's more fun, LOL. I normally chat in the bathroom and gossip because you get bored.
That sucks.
For me, it's to tell them something in private, secrets, gossip, or go fix my makeup. Gossip. I don't really want all my friends to forget I went... that's where you get to talk about everything, update each other on what's going on. To gossip, duh. Okay, what do we actually do, Annie?
Definitely gossip, definitely take selfies in the mirror.
I think we all go pee.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If some people don't, though.
Every once in a while.
I definitely retouch my, like, lip gloss.
Or you kind of, like, ask, like, does this still look okay? Does my hair still look okay?
Or, like, what do you think about, or, like, oh, my God, we just, like, kissed. What do you think I should do? Like, should I go home with them? That's what people talk about. They're like, what should I do tonight? Like, should I go find another guy? Or, like, should I stick with him? I feel like that's what the move is. Yeah. Do you guys go to the bathroom in groups? Ever?
No.
I mean, like, if it works out that way, like, I'll be honest, it's nice to, like, you know, have a homie to walk into the bathroom. But, like, there's definitely not the level of gossip. I can say I've never taken a bathroom selfie while with another friend. Excuse me. I've just never taken a bathroom selfie.
You have by yourself and not with a friend.
Never. Ever.
That's so good. Oh, God. Does that explain it?
I think so.
That's got a lot of responses. I'm kind of shook. Okay, so I asked, why do you think we go to the bathroom in groups? Guys said gossip. My boyfriend said to take pictures together, gossip and fix each other's hair, chat about other people. These are what all guys are saying. Gossips. Scheme on the rest of the night. That's true, Sam.
Yeah. Schemers.
Okay, DePa or Wabash?
DePa.
DPU, baby, roll tags.
You already know.
DePa. DePa, in my opinion. Wabash parties are not good. Sorry, boys.
I've literally been to one.
Was I there?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
It was, like, okay.
Wabash, where the boys are boys and the sheep are scared.
One time...
Wait, what?
One time I was there and there's this guy walking around with, like, pounds of raw meat and I just had, like, literally, like, roasted turkey breast and I was like, that's disgusting, I gotta go. During a party.
That's really weird.
It was so weird. Okay, do you like it when a girl slash guy ignores you? Do you want to kind of explain the context of this question?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, like, sometimes you're, like, you know, have a little something with somebody, and then it's, like, damn, I got ghosted for a week. And
yeah.
It's, like, oh, they're back, or they're, you know, I mean, you know how it is.
No. I this is what I meant for it. I meant kind of, like, because girls, there's something about the chase, you know, or, like, playing hard to get. I always say, don't play hard to get, just be hard to get. And
whoa.
I know, yeah. I'm just hard to get. You know, I don't have to play. But anyway, I just think it's interesting because I sometimes, like, when they start talking to me a lot, I'm like, whoa, where's it going? Like, be mean. I mean, not really, but, like, I don't know, something about the chase. What do you think? People said they don't like it when they ignore you, which I agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think a lot of people do it, like Sam said, you, like, have something with somebody and then maybe you go out and, like, I'm saying this from a girl's perspective, like, sometimes the girl, like, totally ignores them or, like, waits for them to come up to them and, like, talk to them first. I don't really do that. But I would think it was annoying if I was a guy.
Yeah. Most guys said yes, they like it when the girl ignores them. Wow, maybe they just don't want
to
talk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone, like, actually likes to be ignored.
No.
But I think that there's an aspect of it that...
It's like a game.
It is a game. And, like, if you, like, talk to a girl once and then, you know, the whole next, every time you see her after that, she comes right up to you, you're giving you all this attention, you're like, meh, you know, maybe this is too easy or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean that to sound bad.
No, I agree.
But then, like, if they're not paying any attention to you, you're like, you're asking, you're like, yo, what's the deal? Like, I thought we had fun. Like,
it's kind of driving you nuts.
Yeah, and then it's, like, all in your head. I mean, like,
yeah.
Shit.
I'm the opposite. I don't.
Okay, spare us your thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's your mic.
I don't know. I can't stand being ignored.
People, like, straight up.
Yeah, because, like, even if someone's hit me up and I am busy or don't want to hang, I'll just be like, no, not today. So, like, if I get ignored by somebody, I'm like, all right, if I'm not worth your time, you're not worth mine, and I'm just, you know, I'll forget about it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm a straight-up guy.
I like that too.
Honestly,
I wish I had that attitude, bro.
I know. I'm right there with you, Sam. Only 5 people so far have said yes, they like being ignored. Garlic, cheeseburger, or burrito. My dad said to ask this one.
At Marvin's, garlic cheeseburger.
Same.
GCB's all the way.
Yeah.
I'll eat Mac Bites all day long.
Marvin's? Do you want to explain what Marvin's is, one of you?
Marvin's is a wonderful local attraction here in Greencastle, Indiana. Long-standing, famous for their garlic cheeseburgers and Mac Bites. If you're ever in this small town for any reason, go through.
Call 1-800.
Call 1-800.
Basically, it's the only late-night spot in Greencastle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have much.
The garlic cheeseburgers are great.
Yeah, the GCCBs, though, the garlic chicken.
Oh,
chicken,
whoa.
What is it?
Shuck.
How is it?
The garlic... chicken
grill or the
GCCB.
GCC, is that what I said?
Yeah,
but what does it stand for?
It's like garlic
chicken
cheeseburger.
Get it out,
Ann. A bunch of G's and C's and B's, and they'll hook you up, Pat.
Okay.
I promise.
The chicken's better than the actual burger. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's funny. 67% said burrito, 33% said garlic cheeseburger. Who's messier, guys or girls?
Guys.
Girls.
Is there a difference between dirtier and messier? Because I think girls might be messier, but guys are dirty.
Agreed with that, 100%.
Yeah, same.
I agree. Guys are dirty.
Girls definitely can get messy
with their clothes.
Especially.
Their clothes.
Yeah.
Because we change, like, 8 gazillion times.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do that, like, when you're going out, or you're like, oh, no, my favorite Hawaiian shirt?
Nah. See, usually Annie's stalling on my laundry, so I only have one or two outfits.
Okay, can we talk about this? How did this happen? How did this little arrangement happen?
When did this start, JC?
It was definitely sophomore year when I moved into the house.
Yeah.
Because our laundry is messy and it's like piled high, and I'm too lazy, don't know how to fold. So, you know.
So
shout out to my girl Annie. If anyone out there needs their laundry done, $10. She'll bring it back folded. Oh my goodness.
Slide into her DMs.
Yes.
You can make a business. Slide into her DMs and.
She pays me $10. For a load, if I fold it. And
no, don't say that. He pays her $20.
Okay.
Per load.
$20.
All right.
And I tell you what, best customer service. I am allergic to Tide, and she even went out of her way to get different detergent just for the boy.
You are allergic to Tide.
I am allergic to Tide, and I am proud.
When does she do it?
Once every, 2 weeks?
Yeah, once a week. Once every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think who do you think sturdier guys or messier guys are?
I don't know. Okay, so my dad has some rental properties, and every time I walk in there, the guy's place is somewhat clean, and the girls always have stuff everywhere. Whether it's the living room, bedroom, kitchen, it's just.
I think we have more stuff.
Yeah.
Way more stuff.
I've also, though, I kind of agree with him because I've gone into a live out here on campus, I think it was last year, and it was all girls. It was like 5 girls living there, and their kitchen. Like, dishes was the grossest thing.
Ew.
But then also, Nick's apartment is so dirty. All of his roommates like never do their dishes.
Would you guys ever live with the opposite sex? Like have like girl, if you're a girl, and would you have guy roommates, vice versa? Would you ever do that?
I mean, if this situation was right,
like, if we all got a house together, would you ever do that?
Yeah, I would definitely.
I would do that.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. Now that you put it that way.
So, dude, when are we gonna sign our lease?
There's a lot of value in having the opposite gender's perspective on things.
Totally.
Like, this past semester, whenever I was off campus, the guy whose house I lived in, like, his girlfriend lived with us for, like, 4 or 5 months. And, like, it was really nice to be like, Natalie, what do you think about this? Get that other perspective.
Like, yeah. Completely. Guys won for messier, but I think this is a hard tie. It just depends on the person.
Yeah.
Guys got 67%, girls got 33%. Do girls like it when guys treat them like crap?
She doesn't want to say it.
Oh, I knew it!
Yeah, I agree.
I think majority of girls would definitely maybe not want to agree with that, but I think they definitely.
I think at our age, like in college, when you're like going to frats and stuff, they love that. But when you're outside of college and you're trying to look for something serious, no.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
Right? Most people said no. Let's see who said yes. 93% said no, by the way.
Yeah. Like, define treating like crap, like just ignoring them, like. I mean, like, you don't want to just, like, just be, like, an asshole. Hey, you look ugly today.
No, yeah, I agree.
You look ugly today.
Kind of, like, I feel like being treated like crap, in my opinion, it's almost like a tease. Like, sometimes they text you, sometimes they don't. Like, they text you when they have a party. Or, like, they never want to hang out, like, when there's not an option to, like, hook up afterward or something like that. Maybe I'm just describing an F-boy.
So don't play hard to get, be hard to get. Again.
That was the quote of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, that's why I don't like it, is because if girls are playing games, and then you like it when guys are playing games, why don't we just stop playing games?
Yeah, I know. I'm not really a game player.
No, don't
I'm
play
like
games.
Two up forward, or two up front. Which sometimes bites me in the butt.
Yeah.
Some guys said yeah. Most girls said yeah, but not many did. Only 12 did. The rest did not.
I think I said yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Why do girls like jerks? Do you want me to just read responses?
Yeah.
You guys.
Okay. Someone said, I don't know. I don't know either. Someone said, I have no idea. Someone said, immature. Probably because they sacrifice looks for a good person.
Interesting.
Girls think they can change. Oh god, this is getting deep. Girls think they can change guys, but they just can't. They have to change on their own. I think girls love to try to think that they can change guys.
Yeah.
I think that's really good. A reflection of their own insecurities. The chase. Someone goes. It's the chase or the I want them to be good for me kind of thing. Either it's mostly physical attraction or we want to fix something. Gosh, this is popular. Because they're usually hotter.
True.
Hard to get attention. Sometimes the most attractive guys are jerks, so girls are attracted to them. All cute / decent guys are jerks. Wow. I don't think that's true.
I agree with that.
I don't think that's
that
true.
Last one, but...
Does that help you?
I guess.
I guess it's... I think we do like to think that we can be the girl that can fix them.
Yeah.
Who gets more jealous, guys or girls?
Well, I would say probably... immediately girls. But then over time, probably guys.
What'd you say, Sam?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, yeah, I think it's similar to what JC said. Like, girls might get a little jealous right off the bat, but after a while, a guy, like, if he sees a girl, like, really moving on, he'll be like, damn.
With, like, the start of a relationship, I think girls, like, get in their head more and get jealous a lot. But then, as a relationship goes on, depending on, like, the quality of it, it might switch. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that guys are better at hiding their jealousy.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Like,
yeah.
I think girls, like, are like,
I think
where are you? Like, we like, just say it right away.
Girls definitely overthink more than guys. So that might come off as, like, jealous because they like ask more questions or like make sure things are okay, like mm-hmm. more often. So they're like, everything okay? Like, what are you
doing? That's a good point.
Just because they like overthink it.
Yeah. But I do think guys are better at hiding it. Like, I'm not good at hiding that.
Yeah.
Girls won 67%, 33% guys.
I can see that.
Is it okay to go through your partner's text/DMs? Okay, go off, Jungle.
You see, you sound like you got a story with this.
I'm going to start off and say no, and never do that to your partner, please. I'm just saying, like, I haven't even had a personal experience with it, but I know friends have, and it's nothing but trouble. Like, what do you think you're going to go in there and find everything good? Nah, you're looking for something to find, so no matter how bad it is, you're going to latch onto it. Like, all it's going to do is create an argument.
But question, what if the girl, let's just say she's looking through the guy's texts, and she finds that he was like trying to, like, they've been dating for 2 years, she finds that he was trying to like hook up with some other babe, can he even get mad at her for looking through his texts?
I don't know, man. I'm just like, to me that would be like a, okay, she's gonna find out anyway, that she's gonna make it quicker.
Man,
you know,
I don't know, my thing is, go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, it seems kind of heartless, but yeah, I'd respect the privacy until, you know, they gave a reason not to. But I wouldn't like snoop around and go behind their back and like read their texts.
I don't know. My thing is just like, if you're a girl and you're about to look through like your boy's text or whatever, just like think to yourself, like, if he went through every one of my text messages, like, would I be totally cool with that? And the answer is probably no. So like, don't do it. But if like you could honestly say like the answer is yes, still don't do it, but like maybe that's a little better.
I agree. I think that there's I wouldn't even want like just anyone looking through my text, because like I feel exactly. like it's just an invasion of privacy. Not that I'm like doing anything bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What would you say, Anne?
I agree with Sam and JC. I think the only time that it would be like okay, quote unquote, is if like the other person says you can, or like if you are in a relationship and there's not really that like secretive barrier in a sense, like if it's just like, I mean, maybe not, also don't go through it in like depth, like maybe if you just like know their password or can like unlock their phone and like, I don't know.
Do you think that people should share, like couples should share their passwords?
I don't think it's
in depth to them, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think you have to, but
some people are, like, weird about it. That's why I'm asking. I don't care. You can have my password.
You don't have to put this in. I literally just read an article, though, going on my education, that guys and girls in relationships saw, like, sharing password as a sign of trust and commitment.
Oh, that's really good. I'm going to add that to the yeah. Okay, question, though. If you, let's say you thought your girl was cheating on you or you heard a rumor she was, does that, do you think it's okay to look through her text then? Like, she's in the shower and you know her password. I would
approach her, and, you know, if I was super suspicious, I'd say, show me your text. And if she says no, then it'd be like, all right, now
God,
I know something's
so
up.
God, you're so straight up, it pisses me off.
It's hard, like, I don't know. It's
what
just the way
you,
I react.
Honestly, what would you do?
If I heard she was cheating, I don't know. I would, like, I'll just be, like, so upset that I'll just go up to her and be like, yo, like, I heard this. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
Because, like, as soon as I, like, caught wind of that, I'll just be like, yo, what's going on? Like, I can't just be hearing this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Sorry, 69% said no. And then, do you go through your partner's texts? 10% said yes. 90% said no. Let's see who said yes.
Can't trust these people out here.
Okay, let's see. Oh my God, people are really responding to this. Okay, they said, I said, why do you go through it? They said, I just look through it when I'm hanging out with him. I don't do it because he's doing something behind. I have gone through someone's phone I was talking to once to see if they had been talking to any other, but I felt super guilty for doing it, and it almost didn't comfort him because I felt in the wrong. This girl said, I've only looked at his text once, and it was because I had suspicions and I was right.
True.
The truth is dangerous.
They said, I look at it sometimes when he's sleeping or he thinks I'm doing something else on his phone.
Oh, that's so weird.
I don't like that.
Fellas, do you like it when the girl texts you first?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about you?
What was the question?
Do you like it when the girl texts you first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like, is there anything in particular that...
No, I mean,
you
saves
like it
us
when
the
I
hassle.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, it's nice to just, like, see that, oh, like, they're interested, too. Like, oh, they, like, they care enough to, like, hit me up. I mean, like, as a guy, you kind of are like, okay, I'm the guy, like, I kind of have to, like, be the more, slightly more aggressive one. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see, like, a girl that's, like, oh, like, she's not just gonna, like, play games. Like, if she wants to see me, she'll just hit me up.
Same. I definitely hit guys up sometimes.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, not, like, a lot, but I'm not afraid to. So hopefully they like it. But normally it's like, hey, you want to go do this? Like, it's not like, hi.
Yeah.
I don't really text. Literally every girl, the only people that said no were girls. It's weird. It was, fellas, do you like when the girl texts you first? And 22% said no, and they were all girls. 78% said yes.
Interesting.
So, you know, shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Right? How often do you creep on a person you like?
Define creep.
Like Instagram. Look at their gram. Yeah, for sure. Like rewatch their story. Mm-hmm.
All the time. All the time.
In like the beginning of a crush, definitely all the time.
You know what I do? I looked at their tagged photos too. Does anyone do that?
Oh, wow.
Or am I just really creepy?
No, I just forget that's a thing.
Because it's what they actually look like.
No, that's true.
So if you want to see what I actually look like in real life, look at my tagged photos.
Shoot.
Yeah, I for sure creep on people I, like, have a crush on.
Yeah, I think what Annie said, like, early on, like, maybe you, like, picked up somebody once or, like, you had a really good conversation, like... What is this person?
Yeah.
I want to see if they're still real.
You can find out so much through the gram. Who would you say right now is the person you creep on the most? Like, you don't have to say their name, but, like, is it someone you like, or... Like, mine would be, like, people that, like... I'm just gonna look.
I've been creeping on Tiger Woods a lot lately. If you guys didn't hear, he won this past weekend. He's back.
Tiger's back.
Yeah, mine are, like... cool girls on Instagram and, like, guys I have crushes on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the only people I ever creep on are, like, if it's, like, a famous person.
Yeah, mine's, like Hailey Baldwin.
Or, yeah, like, a girl that I'm interested in.
Hailey Baldwin, Lauren Elizabeth, my mom.
Yeah, I like stalking the friends back home that are just going off the charts crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, gotta keep up with their
fun.
Lives.
There's a certain...
How often do you creep question? All the time got 56%. 44% said once in a while, you're lying.
Yeah.
I find a lot of liars on here. Is high school like what the movies portray it to be?
Yes.
I mean, like, some aspects, like, yeah, you have, like, stupid pep rallies, and, like, if you play, like, basketball or football, you get more attention.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know, it just seems, like, way more serious and important. Like, even whenever I was in high school, like, it was pretty easy to tell yourself, like, this doesn't really matter that much. Like, we're all going to do bigger and better things.
Yeah.
I think movies and shows definitely, like, enhance that,
Stereotype. For sure.
But
they're like,
they're
only
so
nerds hang out with nerds, and only jocks hang out with jocks, and I feel like it was more, like, like, people hung out with
I don't know, I heard that was just our high school, though, and then other high school, like, we had a squad of, like, 60, 70 people, and other high schools would be a lot of cliques.
I guess that's true. I guess, yeah, some high schools are really, like, really clicky.
Yeah.
I liked our high school. Yeah.
Okay, like, the bigger high schools, they have so many kids where it's like, all right, there's this clique over here.
It's kind of like the bigger schools versus the smaller schools.
Yeah, like, there's so many cathedral kids that go to this school that didn't know each other until DePaul.
And I feel like some of those bigger schools actually do have those, like, super intense, like, bullying or drama, like, situations.
Oh. 90% said no, 10% said yes. I mean, we don't, like, sing during lunch. Yeah. Like, High School Musical, there's no Zac Efron, so. But high school's fun if you make it fun.
Yes.
If you don't think you will marry the person, is it worth dating them for a long time in college?
Ooh, man.
Do you want to go off?
No, I don't want to go off on this. Wait, I could maybe give 2 cents. I'd say, you know, why not? If you're in the mood for it, you know that it could or could not be your partner. Don't just assume it's not going to be and then end it. But, I mean, if you see it's going down the wrong path, don't try to make it work either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess my advice there would be, even if you think they're the one, you know, don't force it. Mm-hmm. But, you
like
know,
if what's happen,
yeah,
happen.
But, you know, what's the point in not trying? You know, you might as well.
How do you know? Okay, you know when guys are like, no, she's the type of girl you marry. You know when people guys say that? What the heck does that mean?
Wifey material?
Yeah, what the heck does that mean? Please give us the wifey material definition.
I don't know. Like, whenever you hear wifey, that just means, like, awesome personality. Like, really cool girl.
Yeah.
Like, someone that you'd, like, genuinely
want. Do you realize, like, how many DMs you're going to get after they hear this podcast? Yeah. Like, wow, he's so sweet. Are you single?
I am.
Slide in, girls. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
No, I mean, like, yeah, it's pretty much, like, if you hear wifey material, like, yeah, she's probably pretty, but, like, it's not, like, oh, my God, like, smoke show or something like that. It's definitely just about, like, their personality and stuff.
Good to know. We don't really say that.
No.
Ever.
Not really.
His husband material.
You never say that.
No, I've never.
26% said, if you don't think you will marry the person, is it worth dating? They said, yes, it's worth dating. 74% said no. Makes sense. How long should people wait to respond / Snapchat back to people? Oh, this is like texting etiquette is so weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't use it.
I don't either. I think
Sam,
it's
you probably use it the most out of all of us.
Yeah.
Can you explain?
I don't know.
How long?
I mean,
here's the options. Under 30 minutes or over 30 minutes?
I mean, it just depends on the context. Like, if someone hits you up out of the blue, like, midday on a Tuesday or something, you might give it, like, an hour. Like, I was doing something, or even just, like, yeah, this will be here later. But if it's, like, hey, like, what are you doing? Or, like, hey, you want to go do something? Like, then, you know, a little shorter. But, I mean, yeah, I'll be honest. Like, I play the same games everyone else does. Like, if she took 20 minutes to respond to me, no way I'm responding right back.
So do you, like, look at the time and you're like, okay, I'm gonna wait, like...
I mean, I'm not doing, like, math problems in my head.
I have friends that do math problems. They're like, text back at 7:47 or whatever. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's definitely not a math problem. It's more just like, ah, let it sit for a minute.
Got it. What about you, John Cole?
I don't know. I pretty much reply just whenever I see my phone. Yeah, I reply all the time, except... What I do get salty about is if there's a conversation and they just leave me on red, I won't hit them up again until they text me back. You know,
oh, that's
like
a rule in your head.
Yeah, like if the last message sent was me, I pretty much won't hit you up until, unless I really need something. I don't know. I play a game like that, but I don't wait, 30 minutes to reply.
You guys have your red receipts on?
No.
I think so.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
You're good at responding, but you just like my message.
I acknowledge.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I appreciate that. Annie's really good at FaceTiming. And texting, I would say.
Chasey isn't great at responding when I need to get laundry back.
She hits me up during my nap time.
The laundry.
Oh my god.
Not like that.
89% said under 30 minutes. 11% said over 30 minutes. I'm definitely an under 30 minute girl.
Yeah. I feel like 30 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
Even if you do the waiting game.
What about Snapchats? Like when someone sends you a Snapchat and like you're into them, do you like wait to open it? Or do you open it right away and wait to respond?
Definitely the first one, you wait to open
wait
it.
To open.
I think it's just like kind of mean if you just like open some Snap and be like, nah, I'm still gonna wait 5 minutes. Like, you can't turn off your red receipts. Like, I know you saw it.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm really bad. Like, I just want to see it and then I'll forget sometimes and then I'm like, crap.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, well. Do you guys prefer Snapchatting or texting?
Snapchat, for sure.
Your stories, like...
Your stories kill me.
There's just so much more to do. You got pictures, videos. You can put art on there.
Your captions to your pictures.
It all makes sense.
No. What was yesterday's? You were like, I don't buy clothes. I cop pieces.
Yeah, that's what we're going to ASAP Rocky.
Say it into the mic.
I can't. It's got a cuss word, Taylor.
Oh, we'll say it. I'll bleep it out.
All right.
Do it.
I said, clothes, I cop pieces.
And that's John Cole Lukens, everyone.
All right, moving right along. Do you know when girls slash guys give you the look when you are out? You inspired me for this one.
Why? Do I give the look?
Okay, let me give a little context. No, you didn't give me the look. I was like, No, we were, we remember when we were at my house with Kamal and you were like explaining to me how like you know when a girl gives you the look, and I was like, what? Oh, I had no idea what that meant. So can you explain to the listeners what that is?
I don't know what it is. It's just like, I don't know. For a guy, when he's talking about the look, it's usually because you'll see someone from a distance and you can tell they've been looking at you for a while because it's out of the corner of their eye. And then they'll catch you and they'll like look away. But you're like, all right, she thinks I'm hot. It's time to go talk to her.
Oh, really? Sam's nodding his head. Do you want to chime in here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's as much a look for me. I think it's more like you can tell pretty fast when you're talking to a girl, like, whether she's into you or not.
Yeah, what's like a major, like, sign?
I don't know if there's really like a major sign. It's just like she's engaged in the conversation. Like, you say something, she doesn't just like have a one word answer and like expect for you to like keep saying stuff. Like, she'll ask questions back, or like she'll like explain stuff or tell you things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I don't know, you can catch a vibe.
Do you know when like a guy gives you the look?
Wrong person.
I don't know.
I feel like it's easy to tell when a guy's checking you out.
Like
it's super easy.
Yeah, it's definitely, Do I always pay attention to it? No.
I mean, like, as a girl, like, is it pretty easy within the first, like, 2 minutes of talking to a guy, like, okay, like, he's hitting on me pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. The best, though, because guys get, like, really touchy really fast.
Yeah.
So the best, I think, is when a guy, like, I know that they're, like, interested in me and care about me, is if they're, like, talking to me but not, like, trying to, like, be super touchy.
Yeah.
Because they're not just trying to, like, do something else.
That makes sense.
You know? No.
Note taken.
Okay. Do you know when guys / girls give you the look? 62% said yes. What does the look mean? Let's see if anyone responded. Someone said, wanna F or I'm into you. It says, I want you. Someone said, that's a good question. Someone said, I honestly have no idea. My girlfriend always explains when someone is doing it. Ooh, do you notice when other people are doing it?
Like to another person?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it. It happened to we're at a bar and now we're talking, and this lady walked by and gave him the look. I'm talking like the most lookiest look of them all. And we turned to each other and she was like, did you see that? And before he could even turn his shoulder, she turned and started talking to him. Like,
oh my gosh.
Never seen it.
Well, you heard
like
it there.
You
first.
Can tell. You can tell when someone's given the look.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone said, that look, you know if you know.
Yeah.
So, cool. Do guys send screenshots of text with their crush to other guy friends to like ask what they should say or like their opinion on it?
Never a screenshot. I mean, like, if you're sitting in a room with a homie and like you get like a really tough one to respond to, you might be like, yo, what do I do?
Yeah.
But never a screenshot.
What about you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really consult in others for that.
Oh,
but
why?
Oh, girls do that.
Girls do it all the time.
Too many.
Girls damn near have a whole conference. Like,
we have a focus group.
All the friends.
We definitely do.
I swear, I'm literally scared to text girls just because I know that, like, if I text one girl, 15 other girls
are
gonna
see
it. You know she's showing her that to 6 other chicks. Come on.
That's so true.
What
I really don't like is, like, sending it in a group message. Like, I don't, that's not cool.
Usually, if I were to do it, I would send it to, like,
one
or two, like, super close friends that I, like,
agree.
Actually care about their opinion.
Or if I knew, like, for me, I live really far away from Annie, for instance. So, if I was, like, talking to her about a guy and something happened, I would have to text her. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to show her it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question about this. It's related.
Okay.
So, if you have, like, a super risky text you're going to send, do girls, like, put it in the notes, you know, edit it a few times, make sure it's
absolutely
the right message?
Oh, for sure. Especially if you're, like, in, like, a, you know, in high school when you, like, got in little arguments with people, like, I would so type that out in the notes.
Definitely.
I think that's almost more of a like a Snapchat thing, because like, you know, if Snapchat, if you're like sending something real long, or like, you know, you're gonna write like something important, you like throw that in the notes and then just like copy and paste in there.
Yeah.
Like, Snapchat, like it's so-and-so's typing. Ooh, they've been typing for about half an hour.
Yeah. That's so true. Who makes the first move kissing-wise? What would you guys say?
Well, as Hitch would say, the guy's supposed to go 90% and then the girl goes the last 10.
Yeah, great move.
I like the 90-10.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Hmm.
John Cole's pondering his thoughts right now.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, there's a time for everything. Like, I would say it's got to be the guy in most situations because, I mean, if it was some girl that just came up to me and kissed me and I was not expecting it, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Would you not like that?
Yeah, I would not like that.
Really?
If it was someone I was going for and I've been talking to, then yeah, but like, I don't know.
You like having the ball in your court in that part?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I would say guy, too.
Yeah, I would say guy.
I think it's the guy's job. 12% said girl, 88% said guy.
If it's the first kiss, guy. It's gotta be.
First kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Is senioritis real? I'd say yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
97% said yes. Does college life actually prepare you for a job in the real world?
Anybody else want to go on this?
I don't know about, like, college life. Like, I think there's a difficult transition going from, like, working for, or, like, just going to class for, like, 2 hours a day and then just being on your own schedule the whole rest of the time. But, I mean, I think if you're, like, if you're mature, you can make the transition pretty easily.
I think my answer is a lot different from you guys because I, like, live in an apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a lot different.
I also feel like your schooling, like, from what you've told me, was way more focused on, like, what you do.
Yeah, it is.
And especially with, like, a liberal arts school, which we go to, they're so big on having, like, a diverse education. So you take classes in a bunch of different areas, so it's not super focused in.
Agreed.
Which could...
I would say, for me, yes, I think it's an incredible stepping stone, but for you guys, it's, like, it's a stepping stone, but not as... Just because, like, even simple things, like making your own food, like, doing your own... I mean, I guess you do your own laundry, but, like, not... Like, for me, I don't have... Like, I only have one roommate. Like, you guys, you have, like, a gazillion people you could go talk to about anything. Or if you need to borrow, like, a shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
Just simple things like that. Like, in L.A., like, you have to make a big, big commitment to hang out with someone because they may live, like, an hour away.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
That's part... Like, I feel like when you become an adult, you really, like, have to pick and choose your friends. There's no, like, convenient friendships.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Have college students lost the traditional going out to dinner / take you to a movie / take her to a game type of dating?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Why?
Because I don't even know the last time I did it for a girl.
Really? Do you think it's
ladies.
Do you think it's because, like, you haven't found a girl that you want to do that with, or... It's just not normal.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess it's just that I would consider, like, I would still go out to a movie with people and go to dinner and stuff, but I don't really just consider it, like, a date. Like, I've never been, like, one-on-one with a girl. Well, I have, but not in a while. Like, one-on-one, let me take you out to a game.
Yeah.
You know? It's always been, like, groups of friends or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And most of the time in college, if it's, like, a guy and a girl dating, they're hanging out, it's... Let me come over. Mm-hmm. Like, Netflix and chill type stuff.
It's true. What about you guys? Same?
I think once you're in a relationship, they didn't lose it. Like, I think definitely people, like, couples in college still go to dinner with each other one-on-one. But I don't think that's how guys initiate relationships anymore and, like, form them.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you?
I mean, yeah, I think, like, the early stages of relationships have literally gone from, like, instead of, like, you know, a dinner date and, like, holding hands, it's literally, like, getting texts at, like, midnight or, like, just, like, stumbling up on somebody, like, at the bar.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, it's so backwards. Like, once you, like, are in that scenario, then it's, like, oh, wait.
I kind of like that.
I actually kind of like you beyond just, like, our physical attraction or something.
Yeah.
And then it, like, gets to that other point. Like, straight up, if you see someone, like, on DePaul's campus holding hands, you're like, oh, my God, they're so serious. But if you hear that two people, like, have had sex, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's so backwards.
I know it is. It's so messed up. Do you think back then it was different? Or do you think it was the same?
I think it was different.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't think it was as innocent as we think, but I still think it
agreed.
Was different.
Agreed.
I think it was just more formal.
Yeah. Completely. Also, I think back then a lot of people like got married right after college,
yeah.
and that's not as normal.
During college.
Yeah, literally.
Like at this point, like if you were to like hit up a girl and be like, "Hey, like, do you want to go have dinner?" and like she wasn't all for it, like you might just have like completely ruined your chances
yeah.
just by trying to do something that's like so normal. But if you were
yeah.
like, but if you were drunk and you were like, "Oh, I'm gonna send her a U-up text at like 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, he was just drunk.
Easy way
he
out.
He was drunk, whatever.
It's just, we're afraid
it's
of
easy
commitment.
Way out.
I think
everybody
is. Next
also,
question.
Sorry,
yeah, go ahead.
It kind of goes back to like, why do girls like jerks? Like, they think it's weird or they get scared when a guy looks like too committed or too into the
yeah.
relationship.
Yeah.
And they like run away. But when a guy like hits him up at 12, they're like, oh, I'm all for
we're
it.
We're so weird.
We are.
We're dumb.
Complicated.
People say that they've lost the normal dating game. 76% said that it's gone. So maybe let's bring it back. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Are millennials afraid of commitment?
Yeah.
Are millennials afraid of commitment? Definitely.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's a no-brainer.
86% said yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
in the club, baby, it's a no-brainer.
Hey.
Do you consider leaving someone on red a power move?
If you're mad at them, yeah.
Oh, that's
left me on red, I'm salty. Yeah, it's a power move.
I'd you think it is?
I'd say it's a power move. I think it's a petty power move, but it gets the message across.
Oh, it gets the message
across. Oh, for sure, yeah. That's the best. When you, like, really want to have the power. 55% said yes. 45% said no. That's closer than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so John Cole came up with some really good concepts, but sorry for the lawnmower. Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Welcome to Indiana. Yeah, but it's okay. What are you going to do? Tell him to stop. Hey, we're recording TK's Juicy Podcast. No, okay, so... Junkle said, say you're not exclusive with someone. Since Greek guys party at one house, the girls see what we do. So they get mad if they see the guy with someone else. But girls can go to all the frats, and most girls have a guy they can hit up at 2 or 3 houses at a time. And some of them do rotate all those guys. Just the guys don't get mad because they don't see it. So, my question is, can guys or girls really be mad in the non-exclusive phase if they are both doing the same thing?
JC, that's an excellent question.
I agree.
Right. I've been looking for the answer for a long time.
No, they can't get mad.
If it's not exclusive, you can't get mad. And if you do get mad, then that means you're like... You want it to be exclusive and you're hiding, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What you actually...
If you want it to be exclusive, get over yourself and tell him and
yeah.
quit getting mad at him because that's going to make him not like you.
That's
yeah.
just dramatic.
Because then you're just not on the same page, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when girls show their jealousy.
But, yeah, I mean, should they get mad? No. Do girls get mad all the time? Yes. So.
Yeah. So how do we get around that, you know? How do guys get around that? Especially if you're doing the same thing. It's like, because I don't know what you're doing when you're not here.
I don't think you should just... I think that you guys, too, though, if you like a girl, you should pursue her. Like, I think we all need to be better at, like, shooting our shot, you know? And not... And just, like, getting rejected. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? Because I feel like a lot of times we both like each other, we just don't want to admit it.
Again,
you know?
It's that whole, like...
Or maybe we don't want to commit or a relationship
yeah.
or whatever the case is.
It's the whole, like, you're not exclusive, so why can either of you care?
Yeah.
If you are exclusive, that's when one or the other can get mad if they're still doing the stuff
yeah.
on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those were JC's juicy questions.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love those.
Thank
they
you.
They were good.
Really good. Are there any, like, dating rules that you live by or, like, you know, kind of something that... or advice you'd have for, like, an incoming freshman or something like that?
For an incoming freshman.
don't catch feelings in this game.
Don't catch feelings. If you're in a relationship and it stops working, get out and stop with the feelings for a few years and you will feel a lot better. You will feel a lot
So you
better.
Don't think you should date in college?
Like, yeah, because college kids are going through that phase where, like, they don't know what they want to do.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want. Like, they may think they have a type of girl and figure out that is not what they need at all. And, like, you know, my opinion is, you know, give yourself some time to figure out what you want before you really get committed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to, can I have them follow you on Insta?
Sure.
Yeah? Are all of you guys, no, your Annie's not single, so don't slide into her DMs, and but hype her up in the comments.
Yeah.
So are you guys single? Can they hit you up?
Yes.
Okay. Hit them up in the DMs and hype them up in the comments. Go ahead and give your Instagram name.
Mine is Annie _ Gillard. Do I spell it?
Yeah, just say it.
Gillard is my last name.
And mine is Sam _ Karcher 1, Karcher.
Mine is J _C_ Lukens, Lukens. Hit me up.
Okay. And thank you guys so much for coming on. I had an absolute blast. I think that both us guys and girls got a lot of insight. If you want to have them on for like a recap, maybe let us know and we can do that for you. Have a good one and make someone's day. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Hey guys, don't forget to leave a review in the podcast app. It really helps me out and I so appreciate it. If you do leave a review, please send it to me on Instagram and I will shout you out on Instagram story. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram. It's at @TAYL0R_King, at @Taylor_King. If you want to vote in the polls, we would love to have you. Your participation means the world and it makes this podcast way more fun when you're voting. So hope you guys have the best week ever. Love you. Peace out. Mwah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.